This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba in New Delhi on a 5-day official visit to India. Minister Rana to hold bilateral talks with Indian counterpart S. Jayashankar on strengthening Nepal-India relations and boosting cooperation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli receives briefing on glacial lake outburst at Thame River in Solukhumbu district on Friday. Prime Minister commits to providing immediate assistance to flood survivors. National Assembly endorses investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment Bill, and top U.S. diplomat Blinken visiting Israel on Gaza truce efforts set to resume. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba is in New Delhi today on a 5-day official visit to India at the cordial invitation of her Indian counterpart S. Jayashankar. This is her first visit to the southern neighbor since she assumed the office. During the visit, the Foreign Affairs Minister will have a bilateral meeting with her Indian counterpart focusing on the matters of bilateral interest, cooperation and the strengthening of bilateral relations. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the visit is a part of exchange of high-level visits between Nepal and India. The visit is expected to consolidate the old-age, deep and multifaceted bilateral relations. The minister is scheduled to return home on the 22nd of August. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has been briefed about the glacial lake outburst at Thame River in Khumbu Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality 5 of Solukhumbu District. Defence Minister Manabir Poon, people's representatives and high-level officials of the concerned authorities who returned after inspecting the flood-affected area briefed Prime Minister Oli in the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers today. Prime Minister Oli expressed commitment to making immediate decisions to provide required assistance to the flood survivors from the central government. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has urged the spokespersons to break the efforts being made to vitiate national unity inciting the people in various names. Addressing the opening session of the third meeting of the Central Committee of the Nepal Sports Federation today, the Prime Minister insisted on maintaining the national unity as many forces can break the national unity in the name of religion, caste and inside the people. PM Oli said the sports sector does not belong to any particular caste or religion and athletes are represented based on their excellence. The National Assembly has unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration on investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Third Amendment Bill 2079, which was received from the House of Representatives along with a message. In today's meeting of the Upper House, the proposal tabled by National Assembly Chairman Naren Prasad Dahal for decision was approved unanimously. Earlier, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia tabled the proposal at the National Assembly seeking consideration. The government has registered a bill to amend the Economic Procedures and Financial Responsibility Act 2076 PS in the Parliament. The government registered the bill in the Parliament to provide enough time for the discussions on the government's policies and programs and the annual budget submission process. The bill also aims to manage the additional financial obligations owed to the government by public bodies outside the budget system and to make the provisions on reducing wasteful expenditures effective. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has directed for swift restoration of communication services at Thame village of Solukhumbu district by making alternative arrangement. A flash flood was caused in the Thame river by the outburst of two small glacial lakes, thereby damaging Thame village of Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality 5 in the district on 16th of August. Minister Gurung instructed for communication reset after the people's representatives reported him about the incident and the area experiencing a disruptions in the essential service at touristic village Thame. The flash flood severely damaged individual and public infrastructures as well as a powerhouse, leading to disruption in electricity and telecommunication services, among others. The telecommunication service providers Nepal Telecom and Ncell were asked to urgently seek alternative to restore communication services. Remittance inflows increased 16.5% to reach 1,445.32 billion rupees. The increase was 23.2% in the previous year. In the US dollar terms, remittance inflows increased by 14.5% to reach 10.86 billion in the review year compared to an increase of 13.9% in the previous year, according to the report. Likewise, the balance of payments remained at a surplus of 502.49 billion rupees compared to a surplus of 285.82 billion rupees of previous year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom. Rastrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Preparations are going on to implement the NRN Nepal Development Fund. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Paudel, Non-Resident Nepali Association NRNA, President Dr. Badri Kesi, Founding President Dr. Upendra Mahato and others met at the Finance Ministry today to discuss about it. According to the Secretariat of the Finance Minister, the meeting agreed to complete all procedures for bringing the fund into operation by the first week of September in 2024. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The U.S. top diplomat is visiting Israel as part of Washington's efforts to secure a ceasefire in Israel's war on Gaza, in which more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the besieged enclave since last October. According to Al Jazeera, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was set to arrive in Israel on Sunday, days after the U.S. put forward proposals that it and mediators Qatar and Egypt believe would close gaps between Israel and Hamas. Truce talks are expected to resume in Cairo in the coming days after 2 days of negotiations in Doha this week. Mediators have said they presented a bridging ceasefire proposal to both sides and that negotiations were making progress, but they also cautioned that there is still work to be done. In Israel, Blinken is expected to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other senior officials. According to a statement from Netanyahu's office, Israel's negotiating team on Saturday expressed cautious optimism on the possibility of advancing a deal. However, Hamas has called for a ceasefire plan outlined by Biden in late May to be implemented instead of something that introduces new conditions from Israel. Thailand's king has endorsed Pae Tong Tarn Shinawatra as the country's new prime minister 2 days after parliament elected her. According to Al Jazeera, 37-year-old Pae Tong Tarn was sworn in on Sunday, becoming the youngest prime minister of Thailand. She nabbed the spot just days after Srettha Thavisin was dismissed as premier by the Constitutional Court, a judiciary central to Thailand's 2 decades of political turmoil. Her approval as the country's new premier by King Maha Vajiralongkorn, a formality, was read out by the House of Representatives secretary at a ceremony in Bangkok. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to partly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province, Madhes province and Bagmati province, and at a few places of Gandaki province, Lumini province, Karnali province and Sudurpashchim province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Koshi province and Madhes province, and at one or two places of Bagmati province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba in New Delhi on a 5-day official visit to India. Minister Rana to hold bilateral talks with Indian counterpart S. Jaishankar on strengthening Nepal-India relations and boosting cooperation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli receives briefing on glacial outburst at Thame River in Solukhumbu district on Friday. Prime Minister commits to providing immediate assistance to flood survivors. National Assembly endorses investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment Bill. And top U.S. diplomat Blinken visiting Israel as Gaza truce efforts set to resume. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.